2018, the company Photon Water Technology secured a grant from the Czech Development Agency for a project to install water cleaning facilities in small and medium-sized towns and villages in Peru. I spoke to the company's managing director, Petr Kvapil, about what the project entails and why they chose to take their know-how to Peru.
Peru is a country on the coast of the Pacific Ocean, and around the coast there is cold Humboldt Stream. And this Humboldt Stream creates special climate. So Peru is at the place where normally we should find a tropical forest, but grace to that that Humboldt Stream, there is a desert. The desert is along all the coast, going down to Chile. So 80% of people lives on the coast in the desert. And the only water they've got comes from Andes. Andes is volcanic mountains. There is a lot of ore, what enhances the mining activity there in that region. And the mining activity causes the contamination. So the water flows from Andes, flows through the desert, and those rivers are like oases. So if you go through Peru from the north to the south, you go 100 kilometers in the desert. There is nobody living there. There are no people. And then you come to the river, and all the people live along this river.
So they use that water for everything?
For everything, exactly.
Including drinking,
including
cooking.
Drinking water, irrigation, cooking, bathrooms, everything.
So, but it's clearly not drinking water, is it? You said it was contaminated, so...
Historically, it was cleaner than now. But grace to mining activity in Peru, and it is mining activities really growing business in Peru. And what is the problem is that mines are contaminating the water by heavy metals. Of course, those heavy metals are there present also naturally due to volcanic activity. And all that people, they do not have access to clean water.
So they have no choice but to... use this water.
They have no choice. It is declared as the drinking water, but it contains high loads of arsenic and other metals. So
what are the health consequences of this? I mean, if they're drinking this long term.
Very simply, region of Tacna, so it's southern region of Peru, has the highest number of cancer of stomach worldwide. And it is due to that type of contamination.
Are not the local authorities doing something to address this?
In recent years, more and more, but of course, it is a question of money. There is a lot of money from mines. They extract gold, silver, copper.
And are they contributing to maybe technology that would help these people then, that would clean, purify the water?
And there is a law in Peru which allows to invest to infrastructure in place of taxes. So mines could do such kind of investment. In recent years, the problem is that everybody knows that the poor water quality is due to mining activity in some percentage. Of course, there is natural contamination, but very important influence is the mining activity. And in recent years, what happens that the people and communities, they do not want to take the money from mines. So it's complicating to find a solution. Of course, it's political discussions, and there are no politicians which would like to be the same picture with some representants of mines. But on the other hand, everybody knows where the money comes from, and they need this money. So
it's still a problem.
It's still a problem.
What is the technology that you brought to Peru then?
Of course, there exist many solutions, and we are trying to find the most sustainable solution for those communities. Of course, everybody desire technology which would treat all the contamination for all the water used at home, but this would be really, really expensive. So now we are trying to propagate and to deploy systems separated for bathrooms and for drinking. Because for drinking you need just 2 liters or 10 liters of water per day. On the other hand, for bathroom and for other purposes, you need much more water. But if there is a little bit of arsenic, it's not such a big problem. And many communities are listening that reasoning. And now we are proposing two types of solution. One is, we call it emergency solution, which allows to everybody to get enough of drinking water. And this activity we do also grace to the support of Czech Development Agency.
So you've actually put down facilities,
yes.
Water cleaning facilities,
yes.
That people can use for,
yeah,
drinking water.
Yeah.
Are they so affordable? How many have you got on the ground now?
Mm-hmm. So last year we installed 5 drinking water, small drinking water treatment plants to 3 schools and 2 squares of two small cities.
Villages, so, probably.
Really,
villages.
4,000 people. So 4,000 people can come and take the water on the
How
square.
How much water do they produce a day?
But it's not enough. We are able with this small water treatment plant to produce about 10 liters per hour of clean water. So
that's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
In fact, it's very little.
It's just showing the model how to proceed. So it's something showing, okay, this is really the solution. The people can come and take some amount of water, and of course, important target were schools. So we installed those units also at schools. So it's enough for the day for all the children of those 3 schools to have good clean water without any contamination. But actually, the small unit is just a model showing the possibility and the solution. And
what can be done on big scale?
In bigger scale. So now we've got discussion with much more communities. Actually, we signed recently a convention with a regional government of Tacna, which covers all communities and cities around the region. And for the future, we are preparing on a commercial basis now similar projects which could deliver and which will deliver drinking water treatment plants for all the community, and also placed all on the square, medical points and schools. These are main targets where we
So it's a sort of emergency solution,
yes,
still in these areas.
Yeah.
What about maintenance? Do you install mm-hmm. them? What happens, mm-hmm. you know, you leave? Can the locals maintain it?
And it's a good question, because really maintenance, it's very, very important point, especially at places where people are not educated and are not capable to operate bigger water treatment plants. Of course, Peru has education. They've got chemical engineers. They are able to do that. But there is a lot of villages and cities needing this solution. So we were searching some very robust technologies. And the technology is based on reverse osmosis. It's industrial technology. They are very simple. The maintenance needed is just replacement of used filters. And, of course, cleaning of the technology and observing if everything goes well.
So local technicians can handle this?
Local technicians can handle this, but we face the problem of, I would call it responsibility of local people, because they think they've got the water from the god, so they don't have to pay for the water, and any money they should, you know, use for the
other
maintenance.
Things that they don't have, right.
They think that they don't have, and they think even they don't have to pay for
so
that.
So you also have to explain, or the local, or the
exactly.
government has to explain why it is dangerous to drink the water
exactly.
as it is.
Exactly, exactly.
How do you go about that?
We are organizing workshops for people, but also for water authorities, showing how to operate the unit, but also showing the importance of water treatment. So this is also the activity supported by Czech Development Agency, but it helps a lot for future business, which we can.
This information campaign, does it also affect schools, children?
Yes. Yeah.
One day, whose health may.
Yeah. With the regional government, we select the most important places where these units should be installed, and then we go to communities and we are discussing with them and offering kind of workshop. We are talking to mayors and to people who influence the local community. Then it goes to local broadcast, and everybody is invited to workshops where we are presenting the technology.
The locals co-decide or decide where these facilities should be placed, where they will be most useful.
Of course.
And would you say that you've already got good results somewhere?
Sure. Everywhere we've placed the unit, there was, I think, very high impact, very good positive reactions, and follow-up, and many follow-up communications about having more units in such cities and so on.
Does your time, the time you've spent in Peru, drive home the message that water is a precious commodity and that we waste it here in Europe? That we should maybe change our attitude to it here when you see how badly it is needed elsewhere?
It's right that I've spent now a long time in Peru, and I learned how I can manage my own water, and
how can I get a little
water a day, exactly.
There you must feel that your work is particularly meaningful.
Yeah. You know, I think that seeing children having good water and enough water, it makes me happy.
It's rewarding. It,
not only me, I think. Yeah.
Mr. Kvapil, thank you so much for your time and good luck with the project. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.